Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Welcome back to the Hard Line. We got a new crew right now. I'm Cam Jansen. I got Howard Balzer sitting right next to me. I got Dave Rapp III, and of course, John Hadley sitting right there. And of course, Rock spinning the dial as well. We got a couple texts here.
Jack's here too.
Do you think?
Yes. I forgot about Jack. He's Jack, the biggest one of all.
One of the best interns.
He is great. And you do, a big reason why I'm getting through this is because he's got some notes right in front of me too.
Quick, two things. I'm assuming TJ Moe is out with Eric Messersmith somewhere.
They're doing something cute.
I don't know.
Extended podcast.
What I will say is that there are some reports out now that the Dodgers are close to acquiring Manny Machado.
Oh, good. I already knew that because I have the notes right in front of me. John, you are 2 hours behind.
Not if it hasn't been said on the show.
John, you're right. That's a good point.
The listeners know it.
That's a great point. That's a great point. That's why you're a Wiley veteran. Jimmy D does chime in to praise you as well. Go, John, go. 100% with you on that take. Our generation is a slow, dying breed.
You're damn right. Oh,
That's not how time works.
Because all we do...
We're just going to keep getting bigger.
All we do is just work for a living. That's it. We work for a living as opposed to winning a handout like these millennials.
Okay, we don't want to get too far off track.
By the way, how many millennials walk into a business right out of college and think that they should be the president? You shouldn't be
There's
the president.
A lot of people there that have that mindset.
You should be a little butt-kicking, go get
True.
Me some lunch.
Can you cut him off,
millennial
please? Thank you.
Son of a...
Gino Ojic chimes in and goes, it's like listening to a class of kids with short attention spans being taught by a fat ass with ADHD right now. Jesus.
No need to talk about city schools like that. I mean, I feel that's unnecessary.
I got ADHD, but I'm not.
And why you got to bring? Why you got to bring the Lord in?
Why?
You
why is Jesus? In? Exactly. You know.
Earlier though, Gino Ojic was jumping on the conversation. He says the city will never be fixed until the people in the neighborhoods that need to be fixed do something. When more kids go to school than sit on corners getting high with the neighbors, this will turn around. Quit blaming the city and start parenting and educating your kids. You can turn neighborhoods around. Look at Lafayette and the Soulard areas. People who live there have to actually get off their ass and help. Soulard's getting better, but there are still gunshot crimes like every night there. So, like,
right. Yeah, I mean, really.
You got to work, but yeah, it takes a while.
I can tell you this much. My son's girlfriend lives down in Soulard, and there's been a number of break-ins.
Yeah, there have. And there always will be. You know, by the way, Soulard,
blah, 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 blah.
Soulard, I don't think Soulard really in the last 10 years has been taken over by a bunch of young people with a lot of kids who are then making their kids go to school. I think it's been a lot of people like my age or like 26, 27 who don't have kids yet.
Exactly. They're going to experience and bounce around the bars.
There's also a happy medium there, too. You got to raise kids properly and do that whole thing, too.
I agree.
But you also need effective city leadership. Like we talked about in the last segment. We can fast track a soccer stadium bill, but we can't fast track more money for teachers and police.
Or as we were saying, you have kids who want to learn, but because of the fact that there's no infrastructure there, you know, they want to learn when they're like 9 or 10. By the time they're 15 and 16, though, and they're in there in high school, they've gone through 5 or 6 years of the teachers not giving a care because they don't have the energy to. And now the kid is disinfected with wanting to learn. Now he doesn't want to go to school. Now he's going to hang out during the school hours and break laws and stuff like that. It starts so early, and you can lose them so quickly.
Right on. Chris in Belleville actually does chime in on that, John Hadley. It says, Machado deal is done. It will be finalized tomorrow. Dodgers get him. And real quick, one more text that leads into our football segment. His catfish wants to chime in and says, it's great to hear the H-man again. Does Howard think CTE will significantly after football in coming decades? He missed a word in there.
My boy Cam.
Go ahead and look at that.
Cam, if
go
you
ahead
listen to Cam Reed, you know how bad CTE is.
Education. Anyway, we're going to touch up on the football anyway. The Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell has failed to reach a contract extension. A lot of things going on in the NFL. I'm going to turn it right over to you, Howard Balzer. What's up, baby?
Talk about breaking news. A couple of news things. And here's one that will befuddle everyone, is that the Rams still haven't figured out a way to take care of a generational talent on the defensive line in Aaron Donald.
Oh.
But they just reached a 5-year contract extension with Brandon Cooks, who hasn't played a game for them yet and is under contract for this year. 5-year extension through 2023, but Aaron Donald remains
unsigned.
Well, he's signed.
Well, but not with a new deal.
Not with a new deal. And then for the Cowboys, the league today conditionally reinstated defensive end Randy Gregory, who has been suspended since January of 2017.
For what?
For violating the substance abuse policy. And that follows a suspension of 14 games during the 2016 season. So if you think of that, he played two games in 2016, zero in 2017.
Oh my God.
And now he's been conditionally reinstated, not having played football in quite a while. But he's able to go to training camp. He's able to take part in those activities. And once arrangements have been confirmed regarding his clinical resources in Dallas, and subject, obviously, to continued compliance with the terms of his reinstatement, he'll be able to play
because
games.
Of marijuana. Is that confirmed, or is it something else?
I believe that's
it's
what it is.
Be
I believe that's what it is, which when you think about it on the surface,
it's a joke.
A guy would lose all that money for smoking.
Right? Do you agree with that?
No.
No way.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's smoke totally up, Johnny.
Do
that's
what you
said.
Do in the NHL where you all get tested. Look, they test and they kind of go through. If you have a ton of THC, they're gonna call you out and they'll kind of put you in like a little program and call you and see if you have a problem. Or let's say if you're taking a prescribed medicated Adderall and you're mixing it with weed and you kind of get dinged with a drug test like that, they're not going to just automatically suspend you. They're going to take you through the program while you're working. No one knows right. about it, and they go through that system without suspending you for 20 games.
Now, having said that, you don't get to what a lot of people don't realize. You don't get suspended in the NFL for failing drug tests and all those things until your fourth positive test. Four. The first one, they do that with the counseling. The second one, they'll sometimes do a fine, but they don't even announce it.
Wow.
Same thing with the third time.
Okay.
On the fourth time is when you're suspended. So when you get to that point, what you're essentially saying
you
to
don't
a degree
care.
Is, yeah, I'd rather do weed than
I can't
play
get
football.
Off that.
Yeah.
I
mean, said do
I,
weed.
I agree the rule is
you can tell he doesn't smoke.
I agree the rule is ridiculous. But if you want your career, then you make a decision. Not
well, what about
it.
This though? What if it helps you? What if it?
Well,
I know, but what? If, but
I,
there's
I,
a lot of cases like that.
And
I know.
That's where I think the NFLPA should be a lot more proactive. And they were proactive in getting some of these things changed, so you're not suspended till the fourth time. But I think they should be more proactive, especially medicinally, and even going further to make this not so. Yes, cost so much money and essentially a lot of times ruin careers.
Anything,
when it's something that's legal in so many
in
places
so many states,
in this
and it's going to be legal in even more states as the years go on. And anything to wean and get off of those damn painkillers.
Well, bingo.
That's the
bingo.
Killer.
And that's the crazy part about it, because you say, okay, fine. Hey, I mean, hey, Brett Favre. Well,
do you read how many he was eating a day?
If I could, and he
50.
Was never suspended for it, obviously, because it wasn't illegal. It wasn't in the program. So that is the contradiction, that the league, in a sense, is basically saying, hey, go do the opioids if that'll be the painkiller or whatever, and instead of something else that would be, hey, let's be honest, a lot more healthier.
Yeah, and of course, we all know where the opioids, the road they lead you down is a nasty one. Now, marijuana could lead into other things and this
well,
and that.
I don't
you
know
could drink
really
whatever.
That's what they said in
research. Yeah, mostly eating cookies. It leads to mostly eating cookies.
Yeah, you're going to put some weight on. You're going to go through your junk cabinet, which is whatever.
Happy,
but,
sleepy, hungry.
I mean, after
happy,
all,
sleepy,
if,
hungry.
If you're
sleepy,
eating
hungry.
A lot of cookies, if that doesn't satisfy you anymore, you might start just eating spoonfuls of sugar.
So
plain.
Sugar, salt.
Sugar, salt.
Yeah. Hey, John, you know.
I'm just saying, do you think they suspect anything when I buy 12 bags of Fritos at the Costco?
Larry the cam girl goes, don't say do weed. That's funny, man. what else you got over there?
You mentioned Le'Veon Bell.
Yes.
And I want to caution people, because it happens all the time. And it happens a lot in March when the great reporters of the NFL – the great reporters of the NFL, Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter and all that, who don't really report because their phone pings and an agent texts them the contract of what somebody signed. And it says 5 years, $60 million, $24 million guaranteed. And they never ask, well, how's it structured? How much is really guaranteed? They don't ask those questions. They just go right away and tweet it out and wait for the next
text
they get to report the next contract. Well, keep that in mind when you read all this stuff about how the Steelers offered Le'Veon Bell 5 years and $70 million. Because the Steelers are doing it in a self-serving way to show their fans, hey, look at this contract we offered him, and he didn't accept it. What's going on with that? Well, then tell us how much of that $70 million is guaranteed, how much of it is backloaded in the last 2 years of the contract. You know, what is the progression of the salaries and all those things? But I guess they just forgot to tell anybody that. And so the chances are there's not a tremendous amount guaranteed. Maybe in the first couple of years there are, but it's probably seriously backloaded. And so obviously it has to be something that Le'Veon Bell felt it's better to play this year at $14 million and then become a free agent next March and be able to be on the open market. He obviously feels that's a better move than signing this contract. That tells me the contract isn't what it's cracked up to be by what the Steelers put out there.
Oh, I had a question for you regarding, because I know John's going to talk about the labor stuff in the NFL, and that's coming here in a little bit, but we see this in hockey a lot, Cam, where
not.
When you...
Oh, he's not reading that fast.
he's just keeping up on
you.
He'll come up with something.
We're 20 minutes into this, he'll Balzer hasn't come up for air.
Hey, he'll fill the time, trust me.
We see when labor issues start to come... They're on the horizon in the NHL. You see guys negotiate their contracts with quote-unquote lockout protection, and they structure their deals as to where they're not going to be affected by a lockout or by a strike, by a labor situation right. of any kind. Are we seeing that in the NFL now, where guys are starting to maybe put contracts together based on the possibility of the work stoppage that's on the horizon?
Maybe some, but, I mean, heck, Brandon Cooks just signed a contract that's good through 2023, and... The collective bargaining agreement expires after 2020, I think. I think is when it is. Let's see. It was a 10-year deal signed in 2011. Right. So that, yeah. So there's a lot of guys who signed 5- and 6-year contracts this offseason. And so, and there's really not lockout protection, so to speak. I mean, if there's a lockout, then nobody's getting paid anyway.
Right.
And then the contract just picks up.
For instance, with Ryan O'Reilly, the acquisition for the Blues. He gets he's a $7.5 million cap hit. He gets his money on July 1st every year.
Mm-hmm.
So
6.5 of it.
So it's I guess it's a signing bonus is what they call
yes.
it. You know,
it's so
a
it's protected.
Signing bonus. So that's protected. If they were to go on strike during the last work stoppage, there was salary rollback, but guaranteed signing right. bonuses were still guaranteed.
Yeah, so there might be a little bit of it in terms of some money that's in the deals, but like I said, it hasn't stopped a lot of guys from signing long-term contracts and trying to get them, because there's obviously a bunch of them signed this offseason.
I got a question for you. Will the Eagles fly again? You like that?
That
there's the headlines.
Right?
That's why you gave me this magazine, right?
I got
you think
one.
I was that creative?
Will Rodgers provide hope?
I wrote that one. I wrote that headline. I wrote that headline, by the way.
Gurley lights it up.
Oh, I didn't write that one. I didn't do the fantasy magazine.
Oh, that's
but
great.
I don't know. It says, you said will, though. We wrote can.
Well, I got to put
Eagles
my own
fly.
Spin on it, of course, and then take, you know.
Get credit for it.
You know.
I think that Brian Billick said a great thing once after the Ravens had won the Super Bowl when he was the head coach. And the next year they asked him how tough it is to repeat.
Right.
And his answer was, It's incredibly hard to win one.
Yeah.
One, much less then win again.
Yes.
The next year. And it's just hard. It's an amazingly competitive league, obviously. And every year is a do-over, in a sense, because there's so much roster change. There's so many different players, so much that happens with teams, whether it's coaching changes, player changes. When you deal with rosters this big, there's tremendous adjustment. I was looking at something the other day with offensive lines. One reason I think the Rams are in very good position is because they had 5 guys
right.
on their offensive line last year start all 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
They were the only team in the league that had that. And all 5 are back, even though Jamon Brown is suspended for the first couple games of the season. Nobody else has that many returning starters on their team, on the, to me, the most important unit on offense. And so that's what makes it hard. Most of the time when you look at a team and you say, well, why are they struggling offensively? Someone will look at the quarterback, they'll look at this, they'll look at that. Check the offensive line, because that's most cases where issues occur with teams. And that's what makes it hard to predict what's going to happen. Where's there going to be injuries? I think the Eagles are going to be a good team. There's no doubt. They're very well put together. They're a good team. But Dallas should be better. They got the Ezekiel Elliott distraction behind them. I think the Giants are
going to... What a mess that was.
It was totally... Jeez, it was ridiculous. Ezekiel... In retrospect, he should have just taken his six games at the beginning of the season and be done with it. But, you know, he felt, no, I want to fight this. No one is going to fight it from now on because they know it's a losing proposition. Yeah. I think the Giants are going to bounce back. Maybe not a playoff team, but they were in the playoffs two seasons ago. And Washington is, you know, with Alex Smith as quarterback, could be pretty good. So that just shows they might not even win the division. Would it surprise me if they didn't make the playoffs? No. It wouldn't surprise me if they didn't. I think they're a really good team, but it's just hard from year to year because there's so much balance in this league.
It's a lot harder also when you're going from, like, that Billick quote. I mean, yeah, when you're going from Trent Dilfer to Elvis Gerbeck, it's going to be a lot harder to win a second Super Bowl. Maybe Nick Foles or Carson Wentz might be a little bit easier.
Well, but Trent Dilfer was...
Nick Foles is only good one place.
That's he was a placeholder.
Exactly. he was. So was Elvis Gerbeck.
But they're you know, they do things the right way. And their offensive line is very good. You know, they get Jason Peters back, and the interesting thing, well, everyone was so surprised. I remember saying last year, I think the Eagles have a chance to be really good. And if you look at their season the year before when Carson Wentz was a rookie, and a lot of people said, oh, he wasn't that good. They were 7-9. The Eagles were, I'm trying to remember what the exact number was. I believe they were 3-1.
2 years ago?
2 years ago.
When
they
Wentz
were 3-1
down.
With Wentz as a rookie starting.
When Lane Johnson
was suspended for 10 games. They then went like,
that's what it was.
I think they went 2-7 or 2-8 in the next 10 games. Then he came back and they won their last two.
And so, they didn't even.
So look at the Eagles' record the last 2 years when Lane Johnson is on the field. And so, and that's a pretty darn good offensive line they have, which I think sets them up pretty good.
Who was that? Was that the guy with the super long name, Vitae? Was he playing left tackle for the entire season after Peters went down?
So yes.
They won the Super Bowl with a bad left tackle. That's impressive.
He did a pretty good job. He wasn't good.
Whoa.
Go ahead, John.
If you can't say the whole name, you don't get an answer.
That is a great point. That is a great point.
It's like Hamanalui Vitae.
What is it?
I have no idea.
Say it again.
I thought it was like, you know, Hamanalui
Vitae. I bet if this guy played soccer for France, Rock would know how to pronounce his name.
That's so true. Palapula
Vitae Vitae.
That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Oh, well, whatever. The other big news.
You know what the coach calls him? The coach calls him Big V.
Big V. Simple. You got to simplify everything, Rock. You know that. The other big news, Seahawks safety Earl Thomas said on Instagram post that he wants a contract extension, and if the Seahawks don't want to extend him, he wants to be traded. Is that the right call to do that on Instagram? I mean, how does that
probably
work?
Probably not, but...
But you're getting attention. We're talking about it.
He's looking at this team, and he's saying, I'm not so sure what we have going into this season. He's wanted to play for Dallas. He's made no bones about that. And, heck, he could be traded, and he might not get a contract extension from the Cowboys. I mean, he's 29 years old, and he's getting beat up. Those hard-hitting safeties, they get beat up.
Yeah.
And so that's just the nature of it. But I think he's looking at this whole situation. It's been a reset in Seattle, and so I think he's just saying, hey, I want to play for the Cowboys. Let's see if he can get me there. I don't know what the Seahawks will do, but I think they're coming from the standpoint, hey, if they can get something good for him in a trade, then they could very well trade him. But you know what? What do you have to put that in? Like you said, what do you have to put that in Instagram
so people could talk about it, like AM radio stations in St. Louis could talk
it's
about
because
it?
Because Pete Carroll is just an incredible leader of men. That's why.
Yeah.
Don't you ever notice it's the same coaches who have all the guys talking all the time? I mean, it's the Pete Carrolls.
And we've talked about this before with the Pete Carroll.
You get the same coaches who always have the players who run their mouth. You always get the same guys.
And it always gets out of hand after a while. It all crumbles. Right.
Well, it's also some of the guys they have, like the Richard Shermans and all that. Yeah. They just love to.
Yeah, but he lets them, but he doesn't nip it in the bud.
Right.
But they won while it was happening. Then those guys got older. Yeah,
exactly.
So.
You don't get away with that stuff in Bill Belichick's world.
Looks like you're going to say something.
I have one last question before I get out of here. I want to leave around 2:30.
Me too.
So am I.
Was the bank closing?
We all are.
Was the bank closing? Is that the...
No, I got business.
No, Rapper, we're going to stay and have a couple beers, though. I got to kill about 2 hours.
As you all know, I get summoned. Anyhow.
Oh, geez, Louise.
The point of the matter is, I have one question for the three of you, Rock and Jack. Greatest dynasty in America right now. Golden State Warriors with the addition of DeMarcus Cousins. Or Amazon, whose stock is now at $18.50.
Ooh.
Amazon.
What was it yesterday?
$18.20. Okay. I mean, it's...
That's with the crash on Prime Day.
With the crash, exactly.
With the crash on Prime Day.
Set an all-new high.
I got a text for you, John.
I think you're not considering a third potential Dynasty, which is Netflix.
Good call on that.
No, not on the day that Netflix.
Could have been Blockbuster.
No, not on the day that Netflix comes out, having missed 50% on certain margins, and the stock is dropping by about 30 points today.
But not enough for you to actually buy it.
Not yet. It dips a little bit more.
No, I'm going to creep in there.
Terrible. Yeah. It's yeah. Cost too much
I'll
to
take
buy
a chance
it.
On that.
All I'm saying is, you know what? You buy low, you sell high. I'm hoping that Seth Curry comes out and he gets hurt.
See, I like to do the opposite. Like buy high, sell low.
Well, I have bought high before. That's what Kane did. Thought, how the hell did I spend $3,000?
Damn you. By the way, I don't think the Golden State Warriors care how Seth plays.
That's a good one.
Seth plays.
Take a rock on that. I'll give you that. John, let me read this text real quick because actually Fish agrees with you. And we're going to go back to the whole millennial thing, but I'm going to tie this
we
in. No, because he's only got you only have like 30 seconds to mouth off on something. I can't believe I agree with something John said, but I agree 100% with these millennial little biatches who don't want to work. We can't find enough people to work overnight, warehouse, load trucks, making $20 an hour, or guys delivering the product, or the same sometimes, even a little bit more money because he's a little D-bag. Don't want to work and want everything handed to him. Yeah, okay, fine. So, my point
it's
is,
true.
So another guy agrees
because
with you, and
top,
I wanted to tell you.
On top of feeling as though they're preordained to be the president of a company, or they have no reason that they have to repay their debt. Oh, you know what? I'm going to borrow $300,000 to go to college.
Ask any small business owner. It's like my buddies at TrueCrete. Same kind
of
crap.
On top of everything, they're a bunch of wussies.
They are.
Cam, you're a millennial.
I'm a millennial. I work my ass off.
Hold on, look at Rocky. Me too.
Rocky works his ass off too.
I know.
That's my big time. Let's not lump everybody together.
Can I make one point about that?
I lump everybody together.
We're all great. We're all so great.
I lump everybody together because for every Rocky, there's nine Rocky.
There's about 15.
How many?
Anything that's at 90%, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to. They're a bunch of little wussies. They don't want to sweat. They don't want to work. They don't want to do anything.
They don't get
sit
yelled
around
at.
And tell everybody else what to do.
They don't want to get
point
critiqued.
Fingers. You can't say this. You can't say this. But then I can turn around and say whatever I want about you. Blah, 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 blah. The whole world's wrong. I'm right. You know what? Here, take this. Because I got your thing right here. I'm holding with both hands.
Oh, that's hideous. I'm glad that you went down that road. Anyway, look.
The only time the work. Participation rate has been higher than it is now is the late 90s boom years.
No,
the 70s, the 80s, they all had a lower
workforce
percentage.
It has nothing to do with millennials. It has nothing to do with millennials. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because the people who are not working are the millennials.
No, but
everybody
yes,
knows.
But every millennial now is at an age where they should be in the workforce, where they're in the equation.
But
so my point is that millennials on a wide rate were not working. The work rate participation
all right.
Would show one of the lowest percentages in American history. Correct? Yes or no?
I'm a millennial.
John doesn't have a rebuttal. That's what he
John
does.
Hates millennials and Rock hates baby boomers. This is great.
He sounds like a millennial right now.
No, all I know is. You show me one manly, multi-job, banging out life and being a man millennial, and I'll give you $100.
I got two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
No. Because
I'm hoping to have two jobs.
hold on. I forgot to add one thing. Who needed a penicillin shot after meeting this girl in Washington?
Oh! You see those bad boys
turned out to be multiple.
It was Wanda. We all know about Wanda.
That's what I'm talking about.
We all know about Wanda.
Oh, Wanda in Washington. Never.
Ooh, yeah.
Never.
Penicillin. Z-Pak. Zithromax works.
And Leviaquin. All three of them. Same time.
You got to take them all at the same time, no doubt. Especially with that
one. I had no idea.
Can we talk about One Nation?
That's a good thing.
Look, One Nation's got it all. And we've talked about... we talk about the marijuana testing and throughout football, and sometimes people smoke weed to kind of get away from other substances like painkillers, like muscle relaxers. I don't know if you take a painkiller or a muscle relaxer and you try to go drive or you try to function in society, like you're drooling on yourself, like you're a mess. And that takes away the pain, but gosh almighty, it puts you in a hole. I don't know if you tried this yet, though. Have you tried the CBD oil from One Nation yet?
H, have you tried that?
I talked about it. Of having my wife try it because she's on a lot of those painkillers. And the reality is not only can it mess you up, but after a while, your body almost gets accustomed to it.
Oh, it absolutely
don't work as much
after
anymore.
Like 2.5 weeks. So it comes at you quick.
I hasn't tried it yet, but it's on our. It's definitely on our.
And it's
agenda.
Funny you say that because it comes with all ages too. And you're a 30-year-old guy that just retired, and your knee's bugging you, and you still you got those old painkillers from back in the day. You're like, I don't know if I want to dip back into those again. You just a great alternative. And if you want to be, if you want a little bit more knowledge on it, go in there and talk to these guys. They all know what they're talking about. See you, John. Hit the Rock. Thanks for staying in, you know, 3/4 of the show. I appreciate that. I mean, you did good. You did good. But again, you go check it out. They got 3 different locations. Look them up. And the guys working there are all great. They're all educated. They want you to come in. And they know everybody's body's different. And we can talk about the pre-workout mix. We can talk about all kinds of different things. But I do like to chime in on the CBD oil.
So I was there.
I know it helps people.
I was there, and I bought some of the infantry CBD
infantry
oil.
Daytime or nighttime.
I got some of the MTE protein. You know what I love about that stuff? So I'm, you know me, I'm big into the organic stuff. I don't like stuff that's made in labs.
Well, you're a hippie.
Right,
yeah.
Kind of. I got that thing going a little bit. And I don't take medicines and stuff like that either. I swore it off.
I was there.
What are you doing with
days,
your old medicine?
Huh? I was there in the hippie days, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, when I had hair down in my ass.
We'll talk about that.
So I'm in there, and, you know, I went in there, I'm not going to lie to you, because they're a client. You know, they're a station client, so I went in there to do a little business. I went in there just to get some fiber, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I walk out of there with all this stuff because next thing you know, I mean, you go in there with the idea of not buying anything. You don't even realize that they're pointing you in the right direction. Before I knew it, I walk out of there with all this stuff. It wasn't 2 days later, I get a nice card in the mail
with
a nice little letter, a bunch of coupons. Going back in there, I'm going to get like 50% off.
Well,
the next
they want to take care of
you.
Exactly. They want to take care of you, but they don't force you. They don't force you like a walking into like a used or a car dealership and you got 10 swinging, you know what, coming at you. Like, okay, I'm going to get out of my face, creeps. No, those guys are like, hey, just, you know, talk to me. And if you don't want to and you just want to cruise around, you do that too. They don't bug you. And that kind of goes a long way if you've been to these other places.
The other thing was cool is I intermittent fast. That's my main part of my health turnaround is I only eat from 9 in the morning to 6 at night. That's my schedule. So when I went in there, I mentioned intermittent fasting. And all of a sudden, this guy's, well, here's what you need. I walk out of there with that MTE because I didn't know there was a protein supplement on the market that was all animal-based proteins. I don't want stuff that's made in the lab. So I went
I like lab stuff.
See, I went in there and found out I'm not getting enough macros. I'm not getting enough kcals in.
Yeah.
So I had to up my intake. Sometimes they let you know that you're not getting enough food. Sometimes you go in there and they say, hey, eat some more junk food, pal, and you'll be better off.
I know. I could have told you that, actually. Anyway, you're a skinny boy now. You lost a lot of weight. You look great, man. You absolutely
Thank you, brother.
Now, hockey does help. But anyway.
One Nation Nutrition.
One Nation.
Too.
They absolutely do. Go check them out. They got 3 different locations and great people. And they're gonna have another opening for, I believe, another location coming out here soon.
Because they just opened a new one.
St. Peter's.
What, 94
St. Peter's, yes. And Youngerman,
which is closer closer than the other one was. So I have to get over there.
Anyway.
Where's the other one? Oh, the other one's going to be in St. Peter's?
St. Peter's and Wentzville, too.
There's Wentzville, St. Peter's,
So wherever you're at out in that area, you'll find one. And, again, the guys are awesome. So we'll be back. 590 Fan at 590fan.com.